This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio. 91.5 WMFO. That is Gavage, or Gavage, with Downtown Where the Killers Are. That is from the self-titled record from 2015. Awesome. Before that was When Particles Collide with You're My Home. Haley Jane and the Primates gave you Coast to the Ocean. And I started that all off with an RPM album that came out in 2009. According to Joe Kowalski of the Elderly, along with several other bands, including Fumpf and the I Want You, who has a record coming out soon. how many others are you in, Joe? Anyway, he told me that they started late and they finished the whole entire thing in 20 days. That is awesome. That is the beauty of the RPM challenge. I played Eva from Congealing with the Elderly. Yes. All right. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. School Tree is almost ready to play a live set for you. Live. No CD. No recordings. Just live. In a little bit. But in the meantime, here is some Future Carnivores.
Face down. visions were shaken, the beast was awakened last night.
WMFO. You're listening to On the Tom and Mikey D. That is Future Carnivores with Sensible Milestones. Data for my formulas. I love a song that ends in feedback. Don't you miss Paula?
I do.
All right.
I do indeed. I love Bo. That sounded great.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh. All right.
He's got a dynamite voice.
He does. Well, you know what time it is.
Yeah. Phil is so happy that I came in tonight because he was in a foul mood when I got here.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when people ask me to multitask.
I turned that all around, didn't I, Phil?
And it took a little bit,
but your frown right upside down. All right, so check it out, ladies and gentlemen, beginning with tomorrow night, March 2nd. Happy March, by the way.
Oh, yes. It's Match 1th.
February was awesome, but check out Match. Tim Meehan is at Toad. Tim Meehan, he plays ukulele. He's fun.
Nice.
And, Bo Thayer is at Atwoods. So either way, you can't go wrong with those picks.
That's the full band show, right? The Bo Thayer band?
Dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him at the Tweed River Music Festival. I don't think I've ever seen him down here. But then Friday, March 3rd, Tsunami of Sound.
Yep.
Greg Allen's Fringe Religion and Club Lenny Hanagogo will be at the C-Note. And that's in Nantasket Beach in Hull. It's right there. It's right down the road.
Nice.
That's happening from 9 to midnight. And Tim Guerin is at Atwoods. He's there a lot on Friday nights. It's great. Love him. Check this out. Now, ever since I started working, I
work. Oh, yeah, that's right. Does everybody know you have a jobby job now?
I finally did. I finally found some people to employ me. But it's kind of funny because I work Saturdays, and I was kind of bummed about that because it's tough going out on Friday night, so I was kind of getting robbed of my weekend. But check this out. Sunday night is the happening night.
Do tell.
Sunday, March 5th, the Revelations Gospel Brunch continues at Atwoods. The Revelations are, of course, Jenny D, Andrea Gillis, and Erica Mantone.
Okay.
Love it.
Of course.
Yeah. And then we have Save Ferris, Baby Baby, and Petty Morals are at Brighton Music Hall.
That's right.
Yeah, see, you can't go. You have to work Monday.
Ugh, I do.
But all of those who don't have to can go. And just go anyway. To heck with it. The return of the Sunday Night Mess Around is at the Plow in Cambridge. Joining the cast is no other than Jay Allen, Justine Kowalt, Tom Baker, and Kenny Kaiser, along with Chris DeBarge. DeBarge, sorry. I can't read my writing. Oh, tell me about this. Bent Shapes and the Owens are at State Park in Kendall Square.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
No kidding. And then we have Americana Sundays are continuing at Thunder Road with Greg Klein. I've been hearing great things about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesday, Trinary System opens for The, what does this say? Something celebrated orchestra at the Midway. I can't read my writing. I apologize.
It's your handwriting, Miss Paula.
Well, I only have two fingers on my left hand now. You know that.
Oh, geez.
It's really sad. And Dennis Brennan is at the Lizard. He's continuing his residency there every Wednesday night. He is awesome. So, Phil, I just want to tell you in 1,000 words or less that I'm really digging your tunes tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and I can't wait for School Tree. So I hope everybody's out there listening, all my friends. I have posted it on Facebook. I don't know what else I can do.
Well, did you shout it out the window?
Shout it out from the rooftops.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
turn it up.
I mean, the next floor up is the roof.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's freezing. It's freezing in here, by the way.
All right. It's too hot. It's
we'll
too
never,
cold.
We'll never. I was thinking that, you know, it's funny that we all come in here cold at the end of the day. And I don't mean cold. I mean, like, we never know what we're walking into.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if Phil's in a good mood. Luckily, he wasn't, but I turned that around. And you just never know what you're walking into around here. But it seemed to mesh.
Hmm.
It seems to work. It must be the music.
Yeah.
It's got to be the music therapy.
Well, the fact that I had a good handful of brand new things to play.
Yeah,
I was quite excited to play them, that RPM block.
I dig the concept.
I mean, it was a little on the self-serving side because I have an album out now, but
oh, do tell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Second album from Ease Into the Noise. It's called Zag.
That's not one that I was making fun of, I hope.
While
I was putting you in a good mood, I hope I wasn't bashing your band.
Well, a little background for our listeners. I was previewing some tracks, and one of them had particularly high-pitched vocals.
Wow.
And she was just savagely making fun of it. And then I played the opening riff to the song and she dug it. And I just turned to her and I said, "It's the same song."
I knew that.
And then I think that was actually what turned it around.
Right.
Because I was just like,
and then you said,
"Really?"
And then you said that you wish that you were as happy as me all the time.
I don't know. We both work with some characters.
We do.
So
we totally do.
In our non-radio lives.
And you want to hear something funny? Today was the easiest day so far that I've had, and it was hard.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I've actually had some easy days after Christmas, but then again, everyone knows I'm in retail hell.
But if you have a great day that was still really hard,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Imagine bad days.
Oh, absolutely. Oy. Okay.
Yikes. Anyway, enough of that.
Enough of that. Let's play another tune
while
School Tree gets all ready.
Yeah, go out and see these bands, you guys. It's all about quality, not quantity, until, I guess, the weather gets nice.
Well, the weather has been pretty nice today.
It's getting good, but we need to beef up the live acts a little bit.
All right. Well, let's hear some goddamn Draculas.
Hey, you can't say that.
Some Drax.
Okay.
You better run and you better hide. Jenny's on the red.
So loud.
That was Pinnacle from Andre Oben from his latest Warm Winter. Ladies and gentlemen, School Tree.
everybody. You're listening to a live broadcast of School Tree. We're playing songs tonight from our rock opera called Heterotopia. We're all just hydrating right now. Sweet nectar.